80s, a time of leg warmers, Rubik's Cubes and hitting play and record to tape your favourite song off the radio. If you can remember spending hours winding miles of tape back into your cassette using nothing more than a pencil, then the chances are you're old enough to remember just how impressive it was when digital music hit the mainstream in 82.
The biggest revolution in the recording industry since the invention of the long-playing gramophone record. It will make all conventional disc and cassette systems obsolete. It's dustproof, scratchproof, digitally recorded, read by a laser, and it's called the compact disc.
Yes, the compact disc was great for a long time, but we wanted more. 20 or so songs on a disc wasn't enough. And so we saw the birth of MP3 players, with the likes of the iPod promising hundreds, if not thousands, of songs in your pocket. But of course, eventually, even that wasn't enough. Now we want to be able to choose from millions of songs and play them whenever we want. And that's where music streaming services come in. Music streaming services, or sometimes called music on demand, allows you to connect to the streaming service provider's servers via an internet connection and listen to any song in their library, usually numbering in the tens of millions. Many of these services offer the same basic features in some form or another, such as curated playlists or music recommendations, and the ability to download songs for offline listening for those times when you don't have an internet connection. Sounds amazing, but what's the catch? Well, of course, these services aren't free. They're subscription-based, which means you pay a monthly or in some cases yearly fee to give you continued access to the music library. So get ready to hit play and record as I do a quick rundown of the most popular music streaming services. First up, one of the longest running music services, it's Spotify. With over 120 million users and 30 million songs in its music library, Spotify continues to be one of the most popular music streaming services out there. It's said to have excellent music recommendation algorithms for discovering new music, high-quality audio with 320 kbps. It also includes podcasts, and best of all, there is a free ad-supported plan. The premium ad-free plan costs £9.99, and the family plan, which allows 6 users to use the service, is £14.99. And both the paid plans include offline listening. Next up, a recent release, it's Apple Music. This service is one of the fastest growing, thanks in part to its high integration into iOS. You can ask Siri to play music, Apple's ability to get album exclusives that you won't find on any other streaming service, and excellent playlists handpicked by real humans. No prize is given for guessing how much this service is. It is, of course, £9.99, or the family plan for £14.99. It also offers a 3-month free trial. Next up, Google Music. As well as offering comparable features to all the other services, Google Music lets you upload up to 50,000 of your own tracks, giving you access to your own music library as well as the service's 30 million songs. So if you've got some real obscure music tastes, you can also listen to that through the Google Music app. As for pricing, well, take a guess, £9.99 or £14.99 for a family plan. You can also get a 30-day free trial. Finally, we have a new entry with Amazon Music and Amazon Music Unlimited. Amazon Music is a free service given to Amazon Prime members, but has a comparatively small library of only 2 million songs. The recently released Amazon Music Unlimited service, however, gives you access to over 40 million songs and adds the ability for offline listening. As for cost, well, if you are an Amazon Prime member, you will get the Amazon Music service for free, or a discounted price of £7.99 for the Music Unlimited service. If you're not an Amazon Prime member, well, no surprises on the price. It's £9.99 or £14.99 for the family plan. However, if you do own a Amazon Echo or Amazon Dot, you can get Amazon Music Unlimited for £3.99 a month. But you can only use that service on one device, either one Amazon Echo or one Amazon Dot. You can also try Amazon Music Unlimited free for 30 days. So there you go, that's my very basic rundown. That is, of course, not the only services available. There are others out there. But as you can see, most of the services offer near enough the same features. And they should all offer a free trial or free plan so you can test them out before you buy. Also, all the services are available on various platforms, iOS, Android, PC, Mac, through a web browser, and currently have excellent accessibility. Obviously, this could change and could depend on what platform you're using. So now you know what it is and where to start, get out there and get listening.